Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolene Marks, I'm going to talk quick because we have so much to get through this afternoon.
I know. Beware of days when I start saying we don't have much news today.
always. So you've got some breaking news for us today.
Yes. Let's talk about the big breaking news in the last hour, and that is that Prime Minister Bennett, addressing the Knesset as we speak, has made public that he authorized an operation conducted by, he says, Mossad agents, men and women, who embarked on a complex and wide-ranging operation to find the remains and whereabouts of Ron Arad. He says this is all that can be said at the moment, and he thanked the IDF and the Shabak, which is the Shin Bet, for the outstanding collaboration in the special operation. Now, of course, he's not saying more than that, but we've been waiting for decades to know where the remains, if there are, or where Ron Arad is. Ron Arad was taken captive in October 1986 after he was forced to eject from his plane during a bombing mission over southern Lebanon. And at the time, Israel had evidence that he had survived the plane crash and was captured by a Shiite Lebanese group named Amal. We know that he was alive for at least 2 years. He was allowed to send out at least 3 letters, and Amal released pictures of him in captivity. But for decades, there have been deals to try and secure his release. It has been debated many times, but never finalized. And by 1988, Israel had lost track of him. Some believe that he was given to Hezbollah and then maybe to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, who are in Lebanon. And he's been missing for 31 years. So it's very, very interesting that this highly confidential and, of course, intelligent operation has taken place, has been told to us. And please God, we will know more where he is, what happened to him, if he's alive, or if his family can have some closure.
Thanks for that, Rolene. Ro, we're not going to get through what we plan to get through today, so I'm just going to pick up the ones that I'm hoping are going to be of exceptional interest. And the first one, I think, is Kamala Harris. That astounding event which she attended not so long ago, being confronted by a student, not shutting the student back and allowing a comment about Israeli ethnic cleansing. This from the VP of the USA.
Well, she made these comments last week when a student who's half Yemeni, half Iranian said, you know, Israel is doing ethnic cleansing, and I made my opinion both on the grammar and on the opinion very, very clear last week. And of course, Israel and Jewish groups in the United States want answers. And we know that the ADL, various other groups, have been contacting her aides, her office, who have stressed her decades-long support of Israel, of being pro-Israel. But, you know, it's what we always say. Once you let the genie out of the bottle, the genie is free to run wild. And her not correcting the student's comments or, you know, politely disagreeing has ramifications. Also, what the student brought up in the comments was the disdain that the funding for Iron Dome is going ahead. Now, while we are celebrating, and we must reiterate that there is bipartisan support for Israel, and I've certainly seen it reiterated on social media platforms, never underestimate the ability of the squad to read the room. And they're not talking to people like you and I, Simon. They are aiming directly for the generation after us. And we cannot underestimate that. Even though they didn't score a victory with regards to pulling the funding, they certainly scored a victory psychologically.
Although nice to see, Rolene, that the Jerusalem Post reporting that Sarah Silverman taking them on. It's good to see Jews of influence standing up and giving their opinions.
Well, this is it. You know, I was watching her comments, and she tried to say, you know, the occupation's bad, you know, tried to bring that in to get her, you know, her woke credibility still intact. But it's very different when you have family here that are in the line of fire. And Sarah Silverman has family here. She has a sister who lives here who is a rabbi in the Masorti congregation. She may even live right here in Mordi Inn where I am. I could be wrong. But she did make the comments that, you know, that if you don't fund the Iron Dome, if these Iron Domes don't exist, people are going to die. And she did say that, you know, nobody's talking about Hamas and that the only Jews people seem to want are dead Jews. So yeah. She went there,
yeah.
Which I suppose is a huge positive step for Jews of influence, certainly Hollywood wokey Jews of influence to say something. You know, again, we can't underestimate the fact that Sarah Silverman has a podcast which reaches millions and millions of young people. So hopefully those comments have made impact. But yes, for those of us who are living in the line of fire of rockets and mortars and projectiles from Hamas, we need those Iron Domes. They save our lives and they save the lives of Palestinians.
Ro, when I flew to Israel a long time ago, I flew to Egypt, and the final leg from Cairo to Tel Aviv was in an unmarked white plane operated by, goodness knows, don't talk about it, because they didn't want it public. That's all finished and gone, is it not? Air Egypt is now landing in Tel Aviv.
Finished and klaar, as you would say in the South African parlance. In fact, now you can fly Egypt Air 4 times a week on commercial flights direct between Cairo and Israel. This was an extraordinary event, absolutely historical, taking place yesterday as the first proudly branded Egypt Air flight landed. This is the first direct flight, the inaugural direct flight, and we're hoping to see peace with Egypt continue to warm up. No doubt the Egyptians, and I would dare say the Jordanians, as well as many other countries in the region, are paying close attention to what they see coming out of the Abraham Accords and the fruit of those accords. We know that the business is estimated to be over $1 trillion to take place between Israel and the UAE alone. So I think Egypt wants a slice of the peace pie. We are happy to hand it to them, and hopefully we see a lot of exchanges, not just tourism, but also commercial as well.
Let's talk about Shimon Peres, who would have been so happy to have seen this development, I have no doubt.
You know, great minds think alike, because I was writing an update on a tribute to the late former president today, and I was having that exact same thought, that he would be looking down, or he is looking down from his celestial perch, beaming and grinning. This week marks 5 years since the passing of Shimon Peres, quite an iconic figure in Israeli history and politics, one of the founding fathers of the modern state of Israel. He was born in Poland. You know, he never lost that accent. In fact, I was very, very honored to meet him once, and he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I almost clutched on the spot. I was so starstruck. You know, he was a giant amongst the leaders of Israel, somebody who was a hawk, who became a dove, also took a lot of criticism for his support of the Oslo Accords. But we also have to remember, this was the man who served 2 terms as prime minister. He was prime minister during the historic and iconic operation, Yonatan operation in Tebi, as it's been come to know. When he became our president, everybody wondered what he would be like, and he just was such a unifying figure. He was honored by Her Maj, Queen Elizabeth II, and he was also declared an honorary sheikh by the Bedouins communities for his work in dealing or help bringing unity between Israelis and Bedouins, Bedouin Israelis. And we can't forget his Peres Center for Peace. Not only has he promoted peace throughout the region between Arabs and Israelis, very, very canny getting celebrities who come to Israel to, you know, to sign up for peace endeavors, but also a huge promoter of innovation. If you read the book Startup Nation, there's a fabulous story where the invent of the electric car said to him, you know, I've tried this and I failed, and Peres says to him, you know, now what? You know, are you just going to quit there, or are you going to push and are you going to push and are you going to push? And like you, I think he's looking down very, very, very pleased and proud that there is peace warming up in the region.
Absolutely wonderful thought, Ro. That brings us to 5:30. We leave it there. We do need to engage on this issue about green passes and COVID, but we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, let's hope for another slow news day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Rolene.